duel of ones. There's four best corners on the field. Four of them being dropping into the extra set and a half. You know.
Got himself into him. I'm sure he's talking about something completely different, Robbie Savage. But I just wonder if there was a little chortle to do with goalkeepers using their feet. Here come Manchester City. Clichy into David Silva. This is midway inside the West Ham half. Left hand side as City come forward. Clichy to Silva once again onto De Bruyne. The passing is so crisp, it's so sharp from Manchester City. And Clichy again on the ball in field to Fernandinho, who scored the second goal in that first half, and over into space for Zabaleta on the right hand side. Here comes Raheem Sterling, pins it one side of Masuaki, tries to run around the other. The referee says free kick. Now Masuaki's been on a yellow card since early in this game. He's given away quite a few free kicks ever since, so the Manchester City fans are suggesting he's so careful.
Yeah, well, I'll call Mark Noble, the captain, over to him. He's going to have a word with him. This will be Masuaki's last opportunity. One more final, he'll get nothing, I believe, therefore he'll be set off.
В ходе которого команда проведет комплекс исследования водных ресурсов в акваториях на юге Маши.
You mentioned before kickoff, Robbie, that you don't see any of the early runners, Chelsea, Manchester United,
but they haven't been tested really
so far. They've been incredibly easy games. Next up, it's the Manchester Derby.
As are Chelsea and Man United, but on paper, those are the players, you would say, those three teams won, but the players have got to take all 5 points, and that's one of the points they get 90 minutes more. So I think the first big test for both sides.
Взаимодействие, сказал генеральный секретарь ФДКБ Николай Барбюха.
Clichy, yeah, it's nice going forward. I think John Stones maybe had enough from that first half. You remember when he got Masuaki, so maybe he's not recovered from that.
Well, I have to say, from the neutral's point of view, Robbie, this makes it a much more intriguing contest now, because this was one-way traffic completely in Manchester City's favour, but now 2-1, and who knows? And Slaven Bilic is about to make an interesting change. Lanzini is preparing to come on, the Argentinian, who was such a bright spark last season. So this will be his first appearance of the new campaign. He's been struggling with match fitness, but Slaven Bilic has been encouraged with getting one back
So this is worth really going for now. He's going to take off Inner Valencia and pull on Manuel Lanzini.
They've got a change with this change of form from Slaven Bilic. There he went from, you know, he kept the five at the back, but he brought on Byron. He allowed Antonio to play third, the part of the 5-4-1 formation, you know, and in that first half, I don't think Antonio would have been in that position. So with Byron behind him on this occasion, he was allowed to get into the box, and that's where he got the header from. So in a positive move from a half-time from Slaven Bilic, you know, another positive one being on Lanzini.
It's almost a front three now, with Antonio on the right, with Ashley Fletcher in the middle, and with Lanzini on the left-hand side. As Manchester City now comes through, Casey's ball over the top, Aguero's after it, and out comes Adrian from his penalty area to clear away.
You've got to say, such fine margins in football. We've seen that right out there yesterday with, you know, when Liverpool got a good 2-0 up with Crystal side. On this occasion, City could have gone 3 up. You know, he was onside Aguero, that he was flagged offside. You know, then West Ham get a goal back.
Yeah, I was at that game at White Hart Lane yesterday, and I think Liverpool did enough to give themselves more of a cushion than the 1-0 lead, and that allowed Tottenham back into the game. And here, I mean, the first half, it wasn't just one-sided. It was a whitewash in Manchester City's favour. But this is Premier League football, and you give your opponents a slip of a way back into the game, and more often than not, they will take it. And Manchester City have been untroubled in defence. Just haven't looked as on it in this second half. I mean, like Cabrera getting himself into a bit of trouble, trying to skip away from it, but using his feet. And it's allowed West Ham back into the game, and now suddenly West Ham are beginning to win balls in midfield. Noble does well. Cuyate takes it away from Fernandinho, pushes it in front of Miguel Antonio here. He's got to step up to the penalty area. Left-hand side, here comes the cross, hits the defender De Bruyne, and goes out for a corner. This is a completely different game now, and West Ham have got a second win.
Certainly is. Great play from Antonio here on the left-hand side. Lanzini on the right. Fletcher through the middle, and Kouyaté's coming more into the game, positive part of the game for West Ham, and the fans are going mad behind the goal.
Still half an hour to play, corner is whipped in, hits the head of Zabaleta, who gets it out of the penalty area, deep back in by Mark Noble, but he won't find a teammate, and that goes out of play for a goal kick to Manchester City. But the West Ham fans are suddenly woken up and enjoying this. And they've got Ashley Fletcher in his first Premier League start, this young striker who's been signed from Manchester United, did well on loan at Barnsley last season. They've got Lanzini up there, and they've got Mikel Antonio. What a year he's had. I mean, this time last year, I think he was still a Nottingham Forest player. He's suddenly injected a new life into this game, and for the first time has given a bit of doubt into the minds of Manchester City, who are beginning to misplace their passes once again. As Masuaku sends it down the left wing, Lanzini won't control, and it goes out for a Manchester City throw.
Yeah, it's positive play from Bilic. You know, he's got three up front now in terms of when City have the ball, they're looking to press him. Antonio's now come over to the right-hand side, Lanzini in the left, Fletcher down the middle. Lewis is leaving Kouyaté and Noble, you know, in the middle of the park. So, positive play from Bilic.
Is there a case to say, and obviously hindsight is a great thing, Robbie, but was he too negative at the start?
Oh, yeah, the way they set up, they were just, it looked to me as if they were waiting for City to score a goal, and you know, then they were going to come out.
So, 2-1, Manchester City lead. Sterling and Fernandinho with the goals for City. Antonio for West Ham. Here is Raheem Sterling into the penalty area for City down the right-hand side. He's done well, but he's very close to the byline. And he runs it out of play. And that will be a goal kick to West Ham and Adrian away to our left-hand side. But it's a different game now, Robbie. I thought this was going to be a bit of a parade in the second half, an exhibition game for City. Not at all. They need to get the fluidity back, or they're in danger of conceding an equaliser. So 63 minutes on the clock. Adrian's clearance. Good header won by Collaron. Once again, he's been put into the heart of the defence. Stones has clearly got a problem of some nature. And it's Kolarov and Otamendi, with the two centre-backs, Kiki and Zubanota, the two full-backs. Antonio gets up, beats Kolarov in the air, flicks on the header, but Clichy was lurking in behind and gets it back for Manchester City. Here is Fernandinho. City just need to relax, get the tempo going once more. De Bruyne, short ball to Fernandinho on the halfway line.
But yeah, because you're right, Connor, the zip's gone out there to play. They're taking 1, 2, 3, 4 touches there, Fernandinho. They're not moving it as sharp.
Confidence, such an important factor in football. Manchester City oozed confidence for the first 50 minutes or so of this game. Still in front, of course. Zabaleta goes forward on the right-hand side, back to Raheem Sterling. But it's as if someone has just grabbed
West Ham and give them a good shake and woken them up, and suddenly they're so much more alert. Look at this, Winston Reid comes in, wins the ball off David Silva. That was not happening in the first half. Good ball, forward towards Ashley Fletcher, and unfortunately for him, it hits him on the back as he was running with Otamendi. So Manchester City get it back again. City leading 2-1, this is 5 Live for the BBC. The Premier League. Savid Bilic out of the technical area, nearly on the pitch, waving the instructions. Ball played forward by Kolarov. As Sterling sort of come into the penalty area, right hand side. He'll do well to keep this in. He stoops with his forehead, he gets the briefest of touch, but it's not enough to keep the ball in play. And it's a goal kick for West Ham once again, and they take it quickly. Adrian to Collins. Good pressure by Nolito. Byram gets a touch. Hacked away by Winston Reid. This has come down close to Antonio, who's been a huge factor in West Ham's improvement in this second half. Byron wins it on the halfway line. Forward to Antonio once again. Real tussle between him and Baltici. Nolito gets up well and wins a header on the halfway line. But Manchester City have to work to hold on to possession now. Here is De Bruyne. 10 yards inside the West Ham half. Pushes it forward to Sergio Aguero. One defender to beat. Hits the side netting again. Left-footed shot. So close. 3 or 4 inches wide.
Yes, low sense of gravity there. He just shifted the ball onto his left foot. He was up against Winston Reid. He dragged it onto his left foot, wide of the goal, and he's tried to arrow it in that top corner, just didn't get enough on it, but, you know, once again, good movements from Aguero. Didn't test Adrian, though.
News today confirmed that West Ham have secured the signing of the Italian striker, Simon Zaza, from Juventus. He was the man with the funny run-up for the penalty that he missed at the Euros back in the summer. And obviously not involved today. He's joined initially on with the view to a permanent move. And it's Ashley Fletcher, this kid, this 20-year-old who's been leading the line for West Ham. He's a precious few scraps to feed off, but he's just done enough here to give this Manchester City defence of Otamendi and Kolarov something to think about. As Kolarov sweeps across here under pressure from Byram, he's not fully cleared it away, and he's fortunate that the loose ball there ricocheted to Fernandinho. Fletcher comes in to put pressure on him, and Kolarov then gives it back to the goalkeeper, Caballero. Not a great clearance. All the talk about Manchester City goalkeepers using their feet, and Caballero's just hacks that away, and I'm not convinced Joe Hart would necessarily have done any worse than that. 2-1 to Manchester City. Byram, close to the sideline, giving it straight to Sergio Aguero. Byram, though, lunges into it. Silva slides in for Manchester City. It's a better game as a spectacle here in the second half as Zabaleta comes up to the first half. It was sort of Harlem Globetrotters stuff in the first half for Manchester City as they just carved through West Ham like a knife through butter. Here they're having to work for it, and 2-1 with still a quarter of this game to go.
See, the difference is in the second half as well, since Stones has gone off, Korov or Otamendi aren't stepping into midfield. You know, they're just sitting back there, so where they at, maybe had an extra man before and they couldn't get near them, West Ham. Now Korov and Otamendi don't want to go into midfield.
This is Fernandinho, who's dropped in between the two central defenders. Both fullbacks have pushed into midfield. This is Zabaleta on the right-hand side, gives it short to Raheem Sterling. Back to the halfway line once again, and Nicolas Otamendi once more, the Argentinian, scoops it to the near touchline to Gagliucci, who was one of two changes in Guardiola's starting 11 here. Terrible ball by Clichy. So difficult for Otamendi to receive that. Lanzini puts pressure on him, and the ball goes out of play for a throw-in on the far side. Savid Bilic thinks it should be a throw-in to West Ham, gives a big smile and a shrug towards the fourth official. But there is no doubt that while Manchester City have lost some of their rhythm, West Ham have gained so much momentum in this second half. Here come Manchester City out of defence now with Kolarov, the number 11 on his back, the bright orange boots, rolls it low to the feet of Kevin De Bruyne. Raheem Sterling's away on the right-hand side. First time cross from Sterling. Byram gets up and wins the header. It's going to come down still in the penalty area. And Adrian was alert, quickly off his line and gathered it ahead of Nolito.
Well, the first time there, Kolarov stepped into midfield. As you can see, gaps opened up. He put a lovely ball into De Bruyne, who got on the half turn, puts out to Sterling. But, you know, once again, you know, comes to nothing, the City attack.
Clearance by Adrian is towards the head of Antonio, jumping with Clichy, and the ball goes out of play for a throw into West Ham. Bilic has got more about him here, more animated in this second half. He knows that West Ham have a way back into this game. They trail 2-1 for the moment. James Collins, short ball in midfield to Kouyaté on the halfway line. He turned and he passed it to where he expected a teammate to be down the right wing, but Antonio hasn't gambled on running after that. And it's easy pickings for Clichy to just pick it up and roll back in field towards Willy Caballero, and Manchester City can build from the back once again. So City, who were so comfortable at 2-0, and now 2-1.
No one opened game, but you'd rather be in Surrey's position than Yorkshire's. They at the moment 174 for 6 in the 41st over, need 256. Run rate required of just over 8 now. Breslin on 47, Rhodes on 5.
No challenge there by Antonio Andolito. Manchester City held onto possession, so the referee waves play on. It is Fernandinho looking to release Sergio Aguero. He's into the penalty area, left hand side. Aguero looking to play. Oh, there's almost an own goal off Byron. Saved by Adrian as the attempted cross by Aguero hit the fullback, but there wasn't much power on it, and Adrian made the save.
Yeah, I've got a bit of sympathy with Fletcher there. The ball gets played up to him, he gets clattered from behind. That's always a free kick. It wasn't given. Aguero gets the ball. Oh, James Collins done well. He stood up, he didn't dive in. And now as Aguero puts the ball into the books.
Byron,
good ball down the right-hand side. Antonio's full pelt after this. Gets there as well, sends it across, which hits Fuller up in the midfield. And so delicately into the arms of Willy Caballero. Much, much better from West Ham. Let's see what City can do here. Raheem Sterling on the halfway line on the right-hand side. Manchester City 2, West Ham United 1. Sterling plays it in front of De Bruyne, and across comes Winston Reid to put it out for Manchester City.
Did you see the belief in West Ham in this second half? You sense that they feel that they can go and get an equaliser. Antonio is causing problems. You were right, Connor. He's got the goal. He's a threat in behind.
Bobby Silva, 10 yards or so, the penalty area, gives it to Nolito on the left, steps into the box, shorts to Bobby Silva, tried to return it, but it's too close to the goalkeeper, and Adrian comes at him. In the first half, those 1-2s were just happening with their eyes closed. Now just the second leg of the 1-2 isn't always getting there for Manchester City, and they don't have the fluidity of the first half.
Yeah, listen to Wrighty, who's doing 6-0-6. You know, after this game, said how quick and how strong and how fast Man City were in that first half, the way they moved the ball, you know. You've got to say they were very good in that first half, but West Ham have upped the tempo in the second half. They've been better. The changes that Bilic have made have helped West Ham. You know, it's a completely different game in the second half.
6-6 coming up with Ian Wright and Kelly Cates this evening. 0500-996-93, the number if you want to get involved on Five Live. Much to talk about after a busy weekend of football. And it's not over, of course. We've still got the best part of 20 minutes here. De Bruyne for Manchester City, to the near touchline, to Nolito, who's not having anywhere near as much space now since Sam Byram has come on. This is Fernandinho, to the far side, to Zabaleta, within 10 yards of the West Ham penalty area. De Bruyne returns it to Zabaleta, good burst towards the byline, tries to send in the cross, hits off Matsuyaki. Even Matsuyaki's having a better game now as a more established left-back, and the ball goes off him and out for a throw into West Ham, which Zabaleta wants to take quickly. But again, just how the fizz has gone out of Manchester City a bit, that there isn't someone ready to receive it as quickly. The throw-in eventually comes. Sterling, low, into the penalty area, received by Aguero with his back to goal. This is Fernandinho, out to the near side, to Nolito. Again, Byron comes to put pressure on him. Nolito tries to come infield, does a little trick, gets into a bit of a tangle, gives away the ball. West Ham's defence much more alert now as Kouyaté comes over the halfway line, Fletcher's ahead of him, gives it back to Noble. Noble, who anticipated a run from Lanzini, I think with every right actually, but Lanzini had checked that run, and the whole attack breaks down for West Ham, and they give possession back to Manchester City. The game beginning to stretch with 18 minutes to play. This is Sterling on the right-hand side for Manchester City. Short in field to David Silva. 10 yards until the penalty area. Drops his shoulder, makes a lurch towards the edge of the box, then strikes a shot, blocks away off the defender, Ogbonna. And this is Kouyaté, and he's always run into a tangle here with Nolito. Nolito claims that it hits the arm of the West Ham man, but the referee says that Nolito went in too firm in that challenge, and it's a free kick to West Ham. Robbie Savage.
Well, I think we'll see a change. I mean, I'm not sure, but maybe Nasri from Man City. I'm not sure who'll be taking off, whether it's Sterling or Nolito. But I think, Nasri's getting stripped. I'm not sure who will take off. Will it be Nolito? Will it be Sterling?
This will be Samir Nasri's first competitive appearance under Pep Guardiola. He's been heavily linked with a move away from Manchester City before the end of the transfer window. Just seeing Mikel Arteta down there, the former Everton and Arsenal midfielder, who's now in the coaching staff at Manchester City, just handing the note to the fourth official informing him of who will be coming off. We'll find out in just a moment. But Manchester City 2, West Ham 1. It's been a very interesting second half this. Manchester City are almost too comfortable
in the first half. And they've allowed West Ham back into this. The goal from Antonio was very good. Now West Ham need to create a few more chances. Here is Mikel Antonio on the right-hand side, waiting for Byram to come on the overlap. Surrounded by Manchester City players. He's done well to smuggle it through to Lanzini. Lanzini back out to Antonio as well. By the byline. Here comes the cross deep towards the back post. Nobody arriving over West Ham. It bounces outside the field of play and comes back in again. And that will be a goal kick to Manchester City. And that affords the chance to make the change. And it is Nolito, who had a very good first half, not as effective in the second period, once West Ham brought on a regular right-back, and Nolito makes way for Samir Nasri.
Yeah, you've got to give Byram credit for West Ham, as you rightly said, for that first half. Nolito, who set up Sterling's goal, he's not had a kick in this second half, and Nasri now will come over to this left-hand side, with his bleached blonde hair. You know, can he have an influence on this game?
So Samir Nasri on for Manchester City, and Sam Byram, who's really made that step up from playing with Leeds United up into the Premier League. This is only his seventh appearance in the Premier League, and he'll be doing very well here away from home at the Etihad. Well, Manchester City still lead 2-1. Ball cleared away by James Collins, bouncing inside the Manchester City half. A cross comes actually from so difficult for him to keep that in play. And it goes out for a throw into City, and there's a player down injured. Winston Reid has picked up a knock, and the referee has effectively stopped play here to usher on some treatment for him. So we've got England squad announced. First time that Sam Allardyce names an England squad. We'll have news of that later on this evening on 5 Live. But here is the goal from Sterling and Fernandinho for Manchester City. 2-1 in front. Antonio's goal for West Ham. If it stays like this, Manchester City will go up. 9 points.
I'll tell you what, I'm missing a replay of Michele now. I think Sergio Aguero is quite fortunate. The ball's been played up to him. Reed's behind him. You know, he's won the header. And it looks like to me that Aguero swung his arm and has caught Reed in the face. You know, so it's interesting. Obviously, he's been missed by everybody. So, you know, it's been missed. The question is, will he look back for a ball or not? He was stationary, Aguero, he was standing, you know, Reed's holding his neck, he doesn't look happy whatsoever. You know, he's been caught, he's gone down. Aguero's definitely caught him, you know. It's hard to say if it's intention or not, Connor, but...
Talk about in 6
want to talk sure, about yeah. 6-0-6, you know, we're watching the monitor in front of us and we've only seen one replay, so... You've seen that, it'll be interesting to see what Wrighty thinks on 606-0500-99693.
That's coming up after the live football here, of which we've got quarter of an hour to go. West Ham preparing another change here at the Etihad. Having been 2-0 down and seemingly out of this game, there is a renewed belief, but they need to test Caballero a little bit more. And let's see now, it is Winston Reid who will not come back on after that challenge. Reid, who has entered West Ham folklore, really, becoming the scorer of the last ever goal at Upton Park. That winner against Manchester United late on towards the end of the season. And Jonathan Caleri will come on in place of him for the last 13 minutes or so here at the Etihad for Selfridges. And Manchester City, who, you know, I have to say, for listeners who weren't with us in the first half, they were a joy to watch in those opening 43 minutes. It was vintage Guardiola football, really. It was like watching one of these Barcelona teams. But they've not got anywhere near as far as the second half.
Well, they have a first half, you say, magnificent, but when they've been put under pressure, you don't see the centre-halves moving into midfield, okay, because Stones has gone off. You don't see the full-backs being as lively as they were. You know, so it's been two performances in one for Man City. Yeah. First half, absolutely magnificent. Second half, when they've been put under a bit of pressure, not playing the fluid, lovely football we've seen in that first half.
City in possession, halfway line, Otamendi, Fernandinho, who drops in between the two central defenders, and the Stones is coming. Lots of space here for Samir Nasri on the left-hand side, running in towards Byron now, gets to the edge of the penalty area, back to Fernandinho, low ball to Aguero, great first touch from Aguero, and then when he shoots, it was Byron who got across to block the shot, and West Ham were able to get it away. Aguero has had this fantastic goal-scoring record this season, 6 already in the 3 games he played before today, but West Ham have kept him out so far, just over 11 minutes to go. Ashley Fletcher for West Ham. If West Ham could nick a goal here, it would be really interesting to see how Manchester City would react in the last 10 minutes. Focus on a play on the far side. Referee says throw into West Ham. That's not gone down well with the City fans.
We're a bit nervously looking towards the clock here and wishing it would move a bit faster. Throw-in is taken on the far side. Back to Kouyaté. Taylor to Farbridge. Manchester City penalty area. To Masiyaku. Being put under pressure by Raheem Sterling.
Dribbles around him. Play on to the referee. Masiyaku then barrages into Zabaleta. Bounces up and keeps the ball. And Manchester City struggling to get it back again. They will do now. Raheem Sterling on to Aguero. De Bruyne is outside him. City into the West Ham half. West Ham who've committed bodies forward. Desperately trying to get back now.
And runs out for a goal kick to West Ham.
Well, we could see that in the first half where the fullbacks would have been galloping up the sides, you know, Clichy would have been up, Zabaleta would have been up there, but Nasri ran inside to support Aguero. There was no width. So, you know, when you come under pressure, you do seem to find a way to go. City aren't certainly as fluid. West Ham have been much better in the second half. It's been intriguing with the game. It's been a definite tale of City magnificent in that first half and terrible at times to now being under more pressure.
O'Connor plays it forward. Caleri has come on as a substitute, can't get it touched. Fernandinho gets it back for Manchester City, and here comes Clichy on the left hand side. Manchester City lead 2-1 here on 5 live in the Premier League. This is Sami Nasri back into his own half once again to Kolarov. The energy in their legs to try and get the equaliser here. We are into the last 10 minutes now. This is Raheem Sterling on the far side. Good ball to De Bruyne. He'll have a chance to look up here. That's a terrible cross. Well, we've been praising his delivery all afternoon. And that is lashed into the crowd. And it's just given possession back. And it's a swan-wing movement from Guardiola down in the technical area trying to get his point across. But he can't have been happy about how the control of this game has slipped away from City. Yes, they are still leading, but they're not tired.
You can hear the crowd saying, come on City, they know their team, you know, although no threats on their goal really, other than the goal, but they've done the bare pressure. 2-1, you know, West Ham are on the front foot, they are throwing them forward, you know, Fletcher's gone over to that left hand side, Caleri has a centre forward.
Here he is, Caleri to the byline on the right, and that will win a corner. That'll do for Slavin Bilic. And West Ham, who've now scored in their last 16 Premier League games in a row, that is the longest record of consecutive scoring of any team in the top four. Have they got one more in them to really upset Pep Guardiola's day? Looking to continue, he's 100% shot City charge of Manchester City. Lanzini's preparing to take this corner. It's on the right-hand side for West Ham. It's delivered in, not a good cross. Headed away at the front post by Gattuso. This is Sam Byram under pressure from Raheem Sterling. And Byram puts the ball out of play for a City throw.
Get a straight away, you see from that corner. There's all no marking for Manchester City. I think we've seen that much more in the Premier League this season, where players, you know, can't, you know, the penalties we've seen being given already this season, players can't get so close to their man, so I think we'll see more of zonal marking. City done that with a ball in from Lanzini, hit the first man, which is so frustrating. It's sent of Bonner and Collins forward, need to get the ball into the box.
Here comes Nasri, good ball out to Raheem Sterling on the right hand side, low ball into the box, trying to return it to Nasri. Not a great pass though from Sterling, and easily cleared away by James Collins. You mentioned the zonal marking for set pieces, Robbie. I think it's going to lead to a few mismatches like we had with David Silva against James Collins, because if you're marking space, not a man, you don't know exactly how they're something up against. But 2-1 to Manchester City here at the moment, and Otamendi in possession in the centre circle. Gives it to Kolarov. And Caleri has come on, is full of running. I think that's been his brief. Just put pressure on those Manchester City central defenders and don't allow them to come forward with such ease. City have it on the right-hand side. Zabaleta back in field to Raheem Sterling. We've got 7 minutes of normal time to go here at the Etihad. There'll be at least a few more minutes added on. This is De Bruyne, 15 yards outside the penalty area. Back to Gattuso once again. Fernandinho, Manchester City not sitting back on their lead here. They want the third to put the game to bed, but they're finding it increasingly difficult to break down. And here's Zabaleta wanders offside. Robbie Savage.
Yeah, well, what is it? 6 to 7 minutes left plus stoppage time. So can West Ham get a set piece? Can they throw men forward and try and get that equaliser? An equaliser which in the first half you would say, you know, I said it, if City continued the way they were, it could be 5-5. You know, but a 2-1, they've got an opportunity to come away with, you know, with an unlikely point if they really believe it.
International break coming next weekend, which seems a shame actually. It's been such a bright start to the Premier League season. We want to keep going. Here is Sami Nasri into the penalty area. Adrian comes out, manages to shield it away. Nasri gets the shot in, and Byram clears it on the line.
The
What a second half Sam Byram has had from coming on as a substitute for West Ham. Sammy Nasri, who got around the goalkeeper, having seen his first shot come back to him off Adrian, and then with appearing to have the goal at his mercy, Byram was able to get back and block it on the line. That could have made it 3-1. That could have sealed it for Manchester City. As it is, it's still 2-1 with 6 minutes to go. Here comes David Silva into the penalty area. Gives it out to De Bruyne. Not a perfect pass. De Bruyne back into Silva. Lines his leg afraid. And Adrian, the goalkeeper, made the save anyway.
Much better from City. It was Adrian done so well to thwart Nasri. And then Byram, as you say, kind of got back on the line. It looked like a goal, but Byram cleared it as West Ham go forward again. But PC cuts out the danger, but much better from Man City there. A couple of opportunities, good defence from West Ham, and Bayern in the second half has been very, very good.
Stephen Bilic, they turned and just bellowed a shout at his substitute's bench. I'm not sure what the message he was giving across there is. Just getting to see another replay of this alleged elbow by Sergio Aguero back into the neck of Winston Reid. Reid had to go off injured because of it. I think it's going to be a big talking point, much to discuss with Kelly and Ian on 6:06 coming up very shortly here on Five Live. But Sergio Aguero might not have heard the end of that. It wasn't even a free kick at the time. It was not spotted by the officials. They were jumping for the ball. Referee thought it was fine at the time. I wonder, will it get mentioned in the report? I wonder if Aguero could be in trouble for that. And
specifically, I mean, if he was to be punished, it's the Manchester derby next.
Well, I think he'll be looked at, definitely. That, you know, I think, you know, he's stationary. He has swung his arm into Winston Reid, so I think that will be looked at.
Here is Ashley Fletcher for West Ham, out to Lanzini. Lanzini goes down under a challenge, and West Ham United now have a free kick, round about 10 yards outside the penalty area, and a very promising platform to try and get a late equaliser here. With just over 4 minutes to go at the Etihad, Manchester City 2, West Ham 1. This game looked all over at half-time. Manchester City was so impressive. But West Ham have been allowed back into it in the second half, and Guardiola's like a cat in a hot hand also, bouncing up and down, clapping his hands, and about to bring on some defensive cover with Fernando preparing to be a very late substitute here. Maybe not until after the free kick is taken, though.
You know, City are playing very high line here from this set piece. There's so much space that where this Lanzini and Noble can whip the ball into.
Lanzini's up to this like he's going to shoot. Here he is. No, it's a cross. It's a cut of the area for Nagia, gets up, lines and flag is raised. And that's sort of unforgivable, really. Set piece like that
with the defence so high, West Ham should not have been cut out. Confirmation of the change here as Aguero, who we've been saying might be hearing a little bit more about this elbow to Winston Reid. Aguero goes off, Fernando goes off. We're going to go to the cricket here this side and now.
Yorkshire 205-6 in the 45th over, so they need 50.
One more to win from 5.4 overs. It's building up into a thrilling climax here. Yorkshire getting themselves back into the goal. Resnan 48 not out. Rose 22 not out. They put on 44 so far. 181-5. They're now 205-6 in the 45th over. They need 256 to win. That's time and 2 minutes to go here at the Etihad. Sergio Aguero leaves the field.
And it's really speculation of this one, but it might be a while before we see him
back on again.
Yeah.
Manchester Derby next.
If the investigation into this goes against Sergio Aguero, he could miss those three games. You called it at the time.
Yeah, I think he'd be lucky if he gets away with that. Listen, only Sergio Aguero knows if it's an intentional elbow or not. But for me, the ball's in the air. Reid's won the header. Aguero's stationary. It's not one of them where you put your arms out to hold the centre half. It looks to me he's flung his arm back. His elbow's caught him. You know, I think he could get a punishment for that.
I think, you know, what we know from Sinead, I suppose, or the fact that he had to leave the field
shows that there wasn't any amateur dramatics going on there. He really did receive the elbow to his throat.
Here is Bobby Silva looking for Raheem Sterling. It's wide. A chance for Manchester City to wrap it up with 2 minutes to go. And Raheem Sterling failed to hit the target from 7 yards out or so. The angle was relatively tight, but he'll be disappointed not to test the goalkeeper.
I just thought it was the weight of the pass from Silva. It was too much on the pass. He tried to open his body up, Silva, but because the ball comes so quickly, he couldn't open up enough, therefore dragging it, you know, to the near post wide. I thought it was just outside anyway, but it didn't matter. It went wide.
Manchester City have gone very defensive now. Sami Nasri is playing the furthest forward. Bernardino and Fernando are back on the front. And he had no composure probably more time than he realised there, Sami Nasri. He's put it over the top.
He's been live since he's come on, though. Two opportunities to score. He's making good runs, good movements. Let's be fair, City should have put this game to bed. They should have got the third. They haven't. Will West Ham get one more opportunity?
Sami Nasri, perhaps, in the shop window here, looking to impress. We wait on news of Wilfred Bony, of course, who's been linked with a move away from Manchester City. Mangala as well. There's been a lot of money spent at this club.
All those riches. They're struggling to put a game to bed, which has been dominated for the first 45 minutes. Not 2-0. But at the moment, they're just hanging on here, waiting for the full-time whistle.
Well, the big talking point for me, for Ian Wright, who was a centre-forward, an aggressive centre-forward, a fantastic centre-forward, right? He's been on 6-0-6 later. He would have seen the incident.
You know, will Aguero get a ban?
And what if he does? Missing a match with Derby, that could be huge for Manchester City. So, you know, phone lines are open, 0500-909-693 for Kelly, Kate and Ian after this game.
I think that will definitely attract the attention of Jose Mourinho, who would very much fancy taking on a Manchester City without Sergio Aguero involved. Aguero has scored 6 goals in his 3 games before today. He's been taken off as a substitute here. There are 4 minutes being added on for stoppages. Byram is in a great second half, charges down the right hand side. Pulls well up against him. And Raheem Sterling is now operating on the left for Manchester City. Comes away with possession. He's tackled. The loose ball falls to Sami Nasri. So into the 4 minutes of stoppages. And this game isn't over yet. Manchester City could seal it surely with a late goal of their own. But West Ham might just get one more chance of an equaliser, which could keep Manchester City off the top of the table tonight.
This is where you miss your influential players like Parrott from set pieces. Andy Carroll balls into the box. You know, so West Ham have come here with a, you know, not there calling the side because of injuries, but they've put a good fight in that second half. But this is where you miss your crucial players.
Savagulic, if he could nick a point here, would see it as a wonderful performance. Quick, let's go to the cricket. A wicket, Simon Mann.
Yeah, Will Roach run out by Tom Curran. Direct hit for non-strike again. He's out for 23. Breslin just reached his 50. Yorkshire needs 47 to win at 5 overs with 3 wickets left.
And here come Manchester City. And this is David Silva to see that he's hit the post. Left-footed shot inside the penalty area. Wonderfully set up by Kevin De Bruyne. And David Silva hits the post. I mean, Manchester City don't get a shot. They've had so many chances in this game. Silva, and Sterling goes around. Deserve to win this 3-1.
Yeah, certainly am.
But they
M-E.